Alien. Do you harbour a secret? Is it bursting to get out? Is it chest bursting to get out? Hello, and welcome to episode 11 of Sound of Cricket, the codpast that exhumes the corpse of comfort from the grave of Hollywood. In this episode, we'll be digging Alien, famously directed by the Riddler, and trying to unearth some unlikely self-help comfort. It's not immediately clear how a film like Alien, a sci-fi / horror tag, can provide any kind of self-help advice, but looked at another way, it does. The trick is to look at Alien as if it's a metaphor for a self-help guide. As I said at the beginning, in Alien, things burst out of your chest. Perhaps it would not be stretching the chest too much to suppose that these things might not be aliens, but deep-seated emotional problems. We all face horrible pressures. Perhaps we're put upon, at work, a table or chair, and made to look ridiculous. Perhaps our intre is outre, and our outre is also full. At times like these, we have a tendency to turn from reality, or metaphorically, to enter an alien vessel, and bury our fears deep within ourselves, much as an alien might lay an egg within our stomachs. But these fears will not disappear just because we've hidden them like Easter eggs. They will grow, become stronger, feed on our life force, and eventually push against us from the inside until our chests burst and all of our horrors run screaming across the dinner table. We can try to track them down through the airlocks of our memories, but often they are too smart, too swift, and too sticky. We overreact and try to torch them, but we can't touch them. And there they grow, like evil sunflowers. Our fears also play tricks on us. Sometimes what looks like a gesture of love is in fact an attack. Not a hug, but a deadly face hug. Wherefore hence forsooth? So, what does Alien teach us about confronting our fears? It teaches us this. Do not stare directly into your fears if they're egg-shaped and pulsating. If someone you know is suffering emotional trauma, quarantine them. On no account, let them into your life. If fear has already burst and is running amok, do not approach it. It is extremely dangerous. Stay indoors and call the police. Finally, blow it out the airlock and then sleep, literally, for years. You'll need the rest. Fear has many sequels. I hope you've literally, and I mean that literally, loved listening to this episode of Strap of Coconut, and find yourself unable to resist giving feedback on Twitter or iTunes, no matter how hard you try to blow it out the airlock. Cheery bye.